a song by Brad. I left my diary underneath the tree, and she started reading about me. It's 7:07 from WDGY. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, what a surprise. What a treat. I don't believe it.
The boy we found our way back. Which gate was open? Don't cough. You will not lock us out again.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Officer Schultz of the police department.
What a sorehead you will. I give one ticket, I give you a parking. You lock me out for weeks.
With our traffic report this morning. Schultz, I know the roads must be slippery. We must have a lot of fender benders, as you in the traffic biz say, fender benders.
We don't say that too often.
Is that right?
You know? We say accidents. The insurance company such dumb cars. When you say fender benders, they say which fender, how much bent, whatever.
I see.
Details, you got.
How is the traffic out there?
We are learning from the highway department this morning that some light rain is falling in the parts of the south and southeast sections of Minnesota, and the roads are wet in this area. Well, you'd be wet too when you lay around in the rain like a dome cough. You will be wet if you was laying in the rain. There also is some scattered fog. We don't know who scattered it, but when we find them, they will get a ticket for littering.
Thank you.
Well, I'm getting out. I'm sick.
Here's a way to refresh your taste.
That's Jose Feliciano, and come on, baby, and light my fire. 13 past 7 o'clock in the Twin Cities. Good morning from Charlie Van Dyke and Don Martin on this Tuesday, second day of May, 1972.
You light my fire, but be careful what you use as a wick.
It's
a
44.
I feel pretty good. I bought a new stock issue. I know it's going to make me a lot of money.
Well, you're brave, Don. The market, the stock market was really down yesterday.
I can see
what is this new stock?
Everybody's sitting at their radio saying, he's going to say it. He's going to do the old joke. I made a killing in the stock market, I shot my broker.
You'd never do that.
I'd never say that on the radio.
What stock did you buy?
Well, it's named after a movie actress. It's the Welsh Tire and Rubber Company. Tire and rubber company? Pretty soon, every car will be running and rolling along on Raquel Welch tires.
How about that? Well, what's the motto over there?
You'll never have a flat.
This is Lou. You have to be the microphone at the foot of the Alps with the great Carthaginian military leader, Hannibal.
In the headlines this morning, Aitken man to be charged in the death of 15-year-old Blaine girl. And here with details is Don Martin.
The Anoka County Grand Jury is to meet today to hear evidence in connection with the beating death of 15-year-old Connie Harris, whose body had been found Sunday in a water-filled ditch in Ham Lake Township. An Aitken, Minnesota man is expected to be charged in connection with the beating death of the girl. The man, believed to be the suspect, was the last person seen with the 15-year-old girl before she had been reported missing by her parents on Thursday night. Authorities said that Miss Harrison had been killed by blows to the head with a heavy, sharp instrument. This report is presented by Safe Sound Twin City Federal, where the famous twin clocks flash time and temperature. An autopsy is scheduled for...
That's Al Green. Look what you've done for me at WDGY at 7:32 in the Twin Cities. May 6th is the Walk for Development. Be a volunteer by calling 522-4316 in conjunction with Walk. Is Work Week with 10,000 jobs needed to be filled. Sign up and to get information, call 522-4316. 44 degrees in Minneapolis and St. Paul. This is Charlie and Don here on this Tuesday morning in the Twin Cities. Day.
Oh, may I say that I'm pleased and privileged to be here this morning once again.
What a treat, ladies and gentlemen. Here with us again this morning is Pastor Paul
Pitt. We are going to have the South St. Paul Sanitary Landfill marching band kicking their feet and cleaning them at the same time. They will be before your eyes and perform before your very eyes a silhouette of George Wallace reciting, I am not a bigot. Also, we're going to, incidentally, the bus for the marching band from South St. Paul, we're sorry to say, has been canceled. They have need of the vehicle to haul some cattle to market. Well, we are going to have the country and western comic, Oscar Mudd, on stage doing his great Maud Park kettle routine. Finally, last but certainly not least, direct from Warsaw, Poland, the star act of Smokey Pitt's show is going to be the Warsaw Marching Piano Band. And I want to say I had to do a good deal of talking to get all of the band to perform, because the last time the Marching Piano Band performed, it was at a circus parade, and one of the members of the group was seriously threatened and frightened out of his life when an elephant walking behind him thought he recognized the keyboard. Well, I hope you can make it. Pastor Paul Pitt saying, till then, goodbye, friends.
It's 7:35 from Ouija. In the cool. So Millie Jackson just asked me what you want, and you've got it from WDGY, 741 on the Twin Cities. This is Charlie Van Dyne and Don Martin here on the second day of May. Nice to have you along today. It's 741, time for the sports report, brought to you by Jerry Leonard, the Fashion Center, exclusively for big men and tall men, on Normandale Road at the intersection of Highway 150th Street in Edina, and at 2875 North Snelling in St. Paul, a half a mile from Rosedale. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the star of supermarket openings and car wash celebrations. This is Don Martin.
Void Blue says he will end his 62-day holdout and sign his 1972 contract with the Oakland A's today in Boston. Blue reportedly is going to receive a total of $63,000 in salary and bonuses, and that ain't nothing to be blue about. All the Major League Baseball action yesterday was in the National League, which is to say the Twins didn't play since they're in the American League. Philadelphia over Los Angeles 2-1. Houston defeated Pittsburgh yesterday 9-8, and it was New York's Mets over San Francisco 7-4. You know, many men who are extra large or extra tall feel that they've got no alternative but to wear very conservative clothes or even out-of-date clothes because there's so little to choose from in most stores. Well, now there is an alternative, and you're going to find it at Jerry Leonard, the Twin Cities' newest and finest store, exclusively for big men and tall men. Now you can give those old white shirts to the Salvation Army. Buy an armful of the new Manhattan or Van Heusen stripes or prints that are so popular. Maybe you need a golf jacket or a nylon windbreaker or a couple of pairs of jeans or Levi's. Or maybe some double-knit flare slacks in the new check and plaid patterns. Perhaps you'd like a new pair or two of those two-tone shoes in sizes 13, 14, or 15. Well, you're going to find them all at Jerry Leonard. You see, there is an alternative after all. A fashion alternative, so off with the old look and on with the new. The now look of fashion. It's what's happening at Jerry Leonard, the fashion center exclusively for big men and tall men, 5000 Normandale Road in Edina and 2875 North Snelling in St. Paul. The only pro sports playoff action last night in the ABA, Indiana Pacers over the Utah Stars, 117-113. New York Nets over Virginia Squires, 146-136. And Muhammad Ali's battered George Shabalo to win a unanimous decision in their 12-round bout in Vancouver last night.
This sports report brought to you by Jerry Leonard, open Monday and Thursday nights until 8:30. That's Jerry Leonard, 743 from WDGY. Hey, how you doing today? Here's a song for Shakopee this morning. 44 degrees and light rain here in the Twin Cities.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look familiar, change. I'm looking through you. Yes, I'm looking through you.
The Beatles had a Rubber Soul, and I am looking through you at WDGY at 746 in the Twin Cities. And it's time once again for Weather Ball Weather, brought to you by the Northwestern Banks
National Bank
of the Twin Cities.
May we help you today?
In the Weather Ball forecast, the Weather Ball is steady green. That means that no weather changes are foreseen. We'll check it out here in just one moment. Don't go away.
You see and hear a lot about it.
That's Paul Simon, me and Julio Dama of the Schoolyard at DGY. It's 8:07 in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Good morning, good morning. It's a delightful day. It's the second day of May, 1972. Good to have you along this morning.
And now, marriage counselors, Martin and Van Dyke present, Can This Marriage Be Saved? Today's letter comes from a lady who writes, Dear Charlie, every time my husband is dreaming about another woman, he snores, then wakes up gasping for air in short pants. What can I do? Signed, Agnes.
Dear Agnes, try turning your husband on his stomach when he snores, and try having him sleep in long pants.
Good old-fashioned sausage, like Grandma used to cook in her great big frying pan.
Guarantee like that could make the past minute the most important one you've ever spent on your hair. Hair by L'Oreal.
8:14 from WDCY. Good morning from Martin and Van Dyke at the morning show.
I just got more trouble than I know what to do with. Like my wife, she says to me, lips that touch liquor, will never touch mine. I haven't kissed her in 8 years. Is that fair?
It's...
I haven't seen her in 2.
It's 8:15. From WDGY.